This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, man, this is going to be quite the hockey game, and I would imagine, listen, yesterday we were talking about categories for athletes of the century, game of the century around here limits. And Sidney Crosby, if the category was beloved athletes, he would have to be one or two, wouldn't he? They had this conversation on the PM show. The most beloved athlete in Pittsburgh in the 21st century. Who would it be in your opinion? Sid or Troy? Those were the two choices, Sidney Crosby or Troy. I think level of belovedness would be equal, but I think because the Steelers are the Steelers, the quantity, the number of people who would pick Troy would probably be bigger. But either way, Sid is as beloved can be. Are you rooting for him tomorrow night, or are you rooting for Team USA? Which is it? Are you conflicted at all? Will you be okay if Sid wins, even if you're rooting for Sully and the boys? 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. Limits, you said you had a call on that, if you wouldn't mind indulging me.
Here is George in the car.
George, what's up?
Well, I'm rooting for Crosby. Because of who he is, and he's not a young man anymore, so anything he can get while he can still play, I'm all for it. But there's a second reason I would be voting for Canada. Slightly on the political side. Why is the...
No, I don't even want to get into the political side. I really don't. I don't want to get into the political side of the game. I don't. And anybody, by the way, who compares this thing like the AP did to the Miracle on Ice, you're out of your mind. That was a team of amateurs who trained for a year to get ready to face the greatest team on earth. And this is not that. This is a team of professionals, of all-stars, who were thrown together in a week competing in one game on a Thursday night to win a manufactured tournament that might not have the best team in the world in it. Having said that, I can't wait to watch it. I'll tell you that much. I cannot wait to watch this game. And I think if I had to predict right now, I'm kind of with Jay Caulfield where he was going. It's hard to pick against Sid and company in this game. I think Canada's going to win. I actually think McDavid is going to be the best player on the ice because he is the best player on the ice. McAvoy not playing. Is Quinn Hughes going to make it into the game for the Americans? He's in Vancouver right now, according to Emily Kaplan, and can only get in the game on the team if somebody else can't play. That's problematic. If I'm Billy Guerin and Mike Sullivan, I'm getting somebody sick tonight. I want somebody to get sick tonight so that I can get Quinn Hughes here, the reigning Norris Trophy winner, and have him help us win the game. I mean, that's when you look at the first game and you subtract McAvoy from the American team and you add Makar to the Canadian team, that's gigantic. That is a huge difference. Limits, you told me you're going to give me the results of your poll. Mason Rudolph, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, or Daniel, or who was it? Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Fields, Wilson, Daniel Jones, Mason Rudolph. Justin Fields, 70% of the vote. Mason Rudolph with just about 16%. Russell Wilson bringing up the rear at 6.5.
Okay. So all of you saw enough, or the majority of you saw enough from Russell Fields to make him a landslide winner to be the quarterback of this team next year? 412-928-9370. I think I'm missing something here. I don't think I saw what you saw. I see Justin Fields as a low-end starter, top-end backup type for his career. Apparently, a lot of people see him as something way more than that. We were told by Jerry Dulac at one point that the Steelers thought of him as the best player in the whole draft in his draft year, above Trevor Lawrence on their draft board. So that would have been Mike Tomlin. So this gets us back to the conversation of Dulac reporting that this is the week the Steelers map out their future. And that obviously topic number one is the quarterbacks and how internally the Steelers brass is divided on this issue. And that got us to guessing, really, which guy stands where? Art, Mike, Andy Weidel, Omar, and good old Artie Smith. Kabali tells us that Art is a Wilson guy. So you start there, and that has to carry some weight. Mike, from everything that's been said and done and everything we know, all the evidence, and it's still a guess, I'm going to say is more of a Fields guy. I think Mike saw what we all saw, that Russ began to fade. I think he wanted to give Russ his chance, kept him in the playoff game after that wretched first half. And I think I think as far as Mike is concerned, my guess would be that has played itself out. He said he was in it to win a world championship when he changed from Fields. I'm not trying to win games here, he told Jay Glazer. I'm trying to win a world championship. Well, how did that work out? I don't necessarily blame him for thinking that way, but we all saw how it worked out, and do we think it's going to work out differently next year? And more to the point, if Tomlin was this much in love with Fields going into that draft year, did him going 4-2 here change that? Did anything about Fields that he witnessed or experienced this year change his view of him? More to the point, Jay Glazer, again, who has a direct line to Tomlin, was talking, about a week ago about how Russ is going to be on his way here. I'm still standing with that, although if the boss wants something and you know of that, and surely Tomlin knows if Russ is Art's guy, those may be orders you have to assume would be wise to follow. Not necessarily an order, but like I said yesterday, if my boss comes down here right now and says, listen, you do what you want, but I was hoping you could talk about Henry Davis in the next segment, there's a really good chance I'm talking about Henry Davis in the next segment. So Art's opinion, even if he chooses not to bully anybody here, is going to carry a lot of weight. So let's say Art's a Wilson guy, Mike's a Justin guy. We know that Artie Smith has to be a Justin guy. Andy Weidel, if I had to guess, would be a Justin guy based on the Jalen Hurts model. And then I don't know about Omar. So I'm going 3 out of 4 based on all available evidence would have to be a Justin guy. The fans, at least from Limits's Twitter poll here, we're not claiming this to be scientific, but it's overwhelming in favor of Fields. And then just anecdotally, when I, you know, everywhere I go, whether it's the neighborhood, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a station event, people want to talk. And the first topic is always the Steelers quarterback. I get the impression, just anecdotally, that it's Justin Fields is the city favorite. Would you imagine that he's also the locker room favorite, Limits? Because just last year, you had very prominent people, Minka, Cam, TJ, lobbying for Russell. Do you think this year, if you went through that locker room and you gave extra weight to the most important players, do you think it's still the case that Russ is their guy, or do you think they'd like to ride with Fields?
I think their tones have shifted. Like, if you ask TJ, if you ask Minka, if you ask Cam with the truth serum, that their thoughts on Russell Wilson have completely shifted based off the end result. You know, it's the lasting thing that you remember, how the season ended, not how the season started. And with Justin Fields, they get younger, they get more athletic, and they get more dynamic in the running game, too.
Yeah, that's for sure. By the way, I too am in favor of Justin Fields if the choice is between him and Russ. I think you double down on his best attribute, which is running the football, and you just go from there. I'm not thrilled with the idea. I don't think Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback. I don't.
Well, let me ask you this. What is Russ's argument right now?
Like, to be the guy?
Yeah, what's his
true
argument?
He doesn't really have one.
No, he doesn't.
Except that the owner wants me to be the guy. And it's not, I also don't want to paint the picture that Russ was like completely incompetent. For a while, he was really good. But he and they got exposed when the competition ratcheted up a notch. That's just a fact. He looked like an older guy. There were times I even wrote and said, coming on the air here after the regular season loss in Baltimore, that I was encouraged by his performance. They were moving the ball in that game. But he made 2 horrendous turnovers. But after that, it just disappeared. Was he a victim of scheme, of having a disinterested number one weapon, of offensive line issues, of having, you know, a defense that wasn't really putting them in great positions a lot late in the year? Maybe, but you know what? Quarterbacks are supposed to lift their teams above circumstances like that. Russ is still competent, but he's no longer a guy who lifts the team above all its challenges. He's not that guy. I don't think Fields is either. But frankly, Russ just doesn't have that much of an argument right now. And it seems very clear, based on all the evidence we have, that the issue became Russ wants to cook, you know, elaborate meals, and the Steelers want him to make grilled cheeses and cereal, right?
Yeah, the 4-course meal is not going to be an option here, Russ. We're eating at a fast food chain. We're just going to continue to move the chains quick, easy, get the ball out of your hands. We'll run it and try to prevent any turnovers from happening. And that's also a part of the organizational philosophy that might just be a big issue in what's holding them back.
You'll see a new start for Russell, says Jay Glazer. I don't know if we still have that clip somewhere, but when he makes an educated guess, it's very educated. Let's put it that way.
This was on Super Bowl Media Row.
Russell Wilson obviously has had a long career and going back to free agency. Pete Carroll, I mean, this is kind of connecting dots.
That ain't going to happen.
That one's over, right?
That's not going to happen.
That one's over. Do you think it's more likely Russ goes back to the Steelers? Because the ending there was also a little weird, too. So just a new start for Russ.
I think you'll see a new start for Russell somewhere else.
Yeah.
Who is the starting quarterback of the Steelers? You think it's Justin? It's somebody?
I don't know. And again, these guys are the Senior Bowl. I was texting with Mike Tomlin the other day. He's the Senior Bowl. They're thinking about they compartmentalize only so much. So Senior Bowl, right? And then all of a sudden, next week they have combine meetings, right? And so they're going to start talking about free agency and what's out there. But I don't think they know who their starting quarterback's going to be yet.
He went on to say this, and I think this is almost the most important thing. This is from Jay Glazer, who was just telling you about texting Tomlin. He's Tomlin's buddy. He said this I think the problem, the way I saw it, was, Glazer says, hey, Russ, you're going to play Steeler football. We're okay being a third and two team. That's it. There's no let Russ cook stuff anymore, said Glazer. To me, that's Mike Tomlin. At least a big part of me believes that's Mike Tomlin. And then Glazer said, but I think when they started having success, Russ said, oh, this is me. I got this. And it's like, no, get back to how we're doing it. But that's Russell. I'm sorry, I can't help but read that as Jay Glazer via Mike Tomlin. Does he get into that level of detail if he doesn't have a pretty good idea of what he's talking about? Jerry Dulac's story said the exact same thing from multiple sources. Basically this, that Russ wants to cook and the Steelers do not want him to. He wants to go out there with a chef's hat on and have the most intricate meals you can possibly have with all kinds of cutting edge, recipes and wild sauces and steak and scallops and lobster all mixed into very exotic meals. And the Steelers, again, they want Russ. Here's two pieces of bread. Give us a grilled cheese. Okay. Maybe some potato chips on the side and a Diet Coke. Okay. You're no longer the guy in the kitchen. You used to be. We were hoping you still were. You're not when we face really good competition. Do what we say. Is that the way you read that? When Glazer says that?
It is. And I mean, clearly Glazer's hearing it probably right from Mike Tomlin, as we all know how good of friends they are. And the more I hear of it and the more that I just try to decompress the reality of the situation that we're in right now, it seems like they're trying to draw that wedge between Wilson. They don't want him to do his thing and just want him to play in the system. Like, Russ, you're not going to have the freedom. But I feel like they're also driving a further wedge with Fields at the same time. And I don't know how much Fields like looks at the public eye. Everybody hears the noise. Like, I think they're lying if they say that they don't. He's on social media. He sees it. Are they driving a wedge away from both?
Well, if Art wants Russ, none of that, what we just mentioned, what Tomlin thinks, what anybody, certainly not what Artie Smith thinks, matters. This has boiled down to this sentence for me, Limits. If Art Rooney wants Russell Wilson badly enough that he's willing to really impose his thoughts on the rest of his crew, then you're going to see Russell Wilson. I'm starting to get this horrifying feeling it's going to be Russell Wilson and Daniel Jones competing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bob will be back tomorrow. I'm out the next 2 days, Limits. I'm going to miss you dearly.
Where are you going?
None of your business. I'll text you regularly.
Okay.
I don't think anywhere, actually.
What?
I wanted to go somewhere, and then my wife crushed my dreams. I told you the one thing I can't play is, and my friend Myron Brown coined this term, or at least introduced it to me, I can't play guilty golf. And I was going to take a little road trip, maybe down toward North Carolina, and she put a little miniature kibosh on it. And then she said I could go, but the damage had been done. Once she expresses her reservations, it's guilty golf. I'm then trying to play guilty golf, and I can't do it. It's no fun, and I'm even worse than usual trying to play guilty golf. So forget it. I'll just stay here.
Guilty golf.
Yeah. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, and by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. My friend here has been playing hurt all day. His Baldwin team, number 2 seed, upset by a 15 seed Penn Trafford last night. And Limits has fought through the emotions of that today.
Yes, and thanks to Pony for coming in and discussing it more with me, even though I would rather not talk about it. And he's trying to get the call of it.
Yeah.
Because they have plans on their show.
I think it's going to be
surprising.
Good. Yeah,
so we'll try to get that to him so I can be ripped, which
is fine. You know, you're not going to be ripped. He expressly said that he sounded like your call was great at the end of the game, and they may have the guest on to help analyze that call.
Yes, we're going to get my mentor on to analyze the call. So,
hey man,
be interesting.
That's a big moment. We had you on when we had your call on the air when they won it, when won their first section championship in 39 years. It's equally emotional for an announcer and the fans when it's a crushing moment. It just is. Both are true. And I heard you had a good call too, and I want to hear it.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear it now too. And I just gotta.
Didn't you say it?
Find the right channels to. What's that?
Aren't you the one who did it?
Yeah. Typically, I don't go back and listen. Sometimes, like if there was like, there are points in times when I'll go back and critique myself and like listen and see what I can get better at, what I maybe said too much of, or what I need to improve on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I didn't go back and watch last year's Whipfield Championship game. But this one is kind of like the same thing. Like, you kind of want to let it simmer for a little bit before you go back and watch it.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, let's get to the Limitless Express here. Do we have the intro? Do we have a little miniature couple topics here? Let's go.
Yes, let's do it.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
Speaking of Ron Darling, very complimentary of Paul Skeens on the MLB Network this week, comparing him to who?
I was lucky enough to play with Dwight Gooden, and he had a breakout rookie season, one of the best in the history of the game, and he followed that up his second year with a Cy Young. I don't feel any different about this young man. Like, it seems natural that he will turn in a season for the ages.
Wow. Listen, I remember watching Dwight Gooden, too. I'm not sure I've ever seen a better rookie pitcher until this guy. And here's the scary part. It wasn't even the heat, you know, necessarily the hard stuff that made him so great last year. It was his ability to play off that and use a number of different pitches and just outthink batters. And now he's had a whole off season. I compare this to Caitlin Clark. I really do. She walked in basically straight from a college season. She was overwhelmed at first, but in short order started to dominate herself. And now you give her a complete off season to train, to watch tape, to get stronger. She's going to come back and ruin people in that league. And so is he. Now he could catch his breath, adjust whatever he needed to do physically and mentally. And I read, was it Gormley the Owl the other day? I can't remember. He's got a new pitch. This is going to be ridiculous, man. I hear Ron Darling and I respect him.
Yeah, and I mean, when I hear that, and he talked about the parallels to a dominant rookie season, then winning the Cy Young, the fact that Skeens is already like top three, some people have him projected to already win the Cy Young in the NL this year. Like,
yeah, and why not? I think it's a great prediction. Is he the favorite?
Yeah, in some betting markets he is. I don't know if it's fluctuated in the last couple of days since the last time that I looked, but it one, makes you frustrated that they haven't really done anything else to add around him, and two, I mean, I went to like six Paul Skeens starts last year, and that'll probably be very similar this year because you just want to witness greatness.
Next.
What was Derek Shelton's message to the team, you might ask? He told Kevin Gorman of the Trib.
What's the message to the group today, like if you talked to them beforehand?
I think the main message is, you know, just like with pitchers and catchers, talking about winning, talking about the expectation of winning, talking about the little things that we do and how you hold yourself accountable as a group, not only for yourself, but for the team. I mean, the person to the right and left, you has an expectation that you're going to do the little things that help. And that's not only in games, but it's also when we do our grill work.
Is the focus on minutia details, is that the big difference in what you want from this team this year? Is it saying this is the difference between winning and losing?
I think you win in the margins. I mean, very much so. And when we have to win those margins, we have to do little things and we have to work on those things. Spring training is a good time to do it, and it's also a hard time to do it because you don't get a ton of opportunities early on. You don't play as much. Certain situations may not come up if you know, there's what, 32 games, 33 games. There may be situations that don't come up.
It's not where you win. You know, and it's just tough when someone hasn't won at all. How do he or they know where the winning is done? It's just hard to believe. That's one. Number two, winning in the margins. I mean, when you don't spend, when you unbelievably spend less on payroll this year than last year, we all are now reduced to hearing stories about how the leadership in the clubhouse is going to be different and how the Pirates are going to win in the margins with little base running, acumen. And I don't even know what that means. Not making mental mistakes, like stuff like that. Yeah, that's what we're hearing. Leadership and winning in the margins. You know, I'd rather hear have one guy who you give $16 million to come in and be your cleanup hitter. Okay? Then you don't have to try to win in the margins. Then you can win with one swing of the bat. When you put out a roster like this and a lineup like this, you're forced to be perfect in order to try and have a winning season otherwise, like, or to win a game. You know, you have no luxury. You have no sort of space to make mistakes and still win. That's my take, Limits. I don't know. Now I'm more depressed than you are.
Yeah. Tough place to be, huh?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'll see you on Monday, my friend.
I'll see you then. Enjoy your couple of days off, Joe.
Bye.
We'll see you.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.